Editor's note. The health department points out that due to changes in testing availability, case counts on its dashboard are an underestimate of the true number of individuals with COVID-19 in Waterloo Region. Local data is being provided on Fridays. Region of Waterloo Public Health reported 10 new COVID-related deaths on Friday, raising the local death toll to 470. The latest update follows news of 10 new COVID-related deaths in the region just a week prior. Our public health unit reports those deaths include two men in their 70s, two women in their 80s, three males in their 80s, two women in their 90s, and one man in his 90s. There are 52 patients in local hospitals with the virus, with six more admitted in the most recent update. Seven patients are now in intensive care. Local health officials have also confirmed 237 new cases in the past week, which raised the total number of cases since the onset of the pandemic to 50,695. The resolved case rate is 98.1%. Active caseload has fallen by 78 to 258. Looking to variant of concern cases, the region's dashboard shows 130 of those cases, 95%, have been linked to the Omicron variant since August 7. 86.7% of residents 5 and over in Waterloo Region are now fully vaccinated. Over 1.4 million doses have now been administered to local residents, including over 308,000 third doses. 52.6% of residents have received a third dose. 52.9% of children between 5 and 11 have received at least one dose. 40.9% are considered fully vaccinated. There are 13 active outbreaks in the region. You can find the complete list of outbreaks on the region's dashboard. For the second week in a row, at ROW Public Health is confirming 10 more COVID-related deaths in its weekly update. Hospitalizations have increased by 6 to a total of 52, ICU admissions up by 2 to a total of 7. Active outbreaks are on the decline, with 13 now in effect. pic.twitter.com/q2conc9. Aaron Anderson, @AaronBailey_A, September 9, 2022.